I'm going to fill up Rimshu a little bit. I hope you can hear me all. Apologize if there's any lack of internet connection today. Okay.
I can hear Hashem.
Very good. So what we learned yesterday, we had two answers to a question that the Gemara asked. The Gemara had a question. The Gemara says, Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vavai. That's a principle that Rava taught us. Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vavai. Something which is a certainty, and you want to change the situation based on a Sofik, Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vavai. Even if that Sofik is a right, even if there's a very high chance that it worked, that what did happen, Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vavai. So the Gemara asks that you see by Truma and Mait by Tevel, we say if a Chaver dies, and we don't know if he was not with Truma to Maitis, we say that we can take on that that produce had Truma to Maitis taken from it. Why? Because Roiv Chaverim, Masimim, most Chaverim take Maitis before they leave the produce alone. So you see, Sofik is Moitzi Midei Vavai. Here the Gemara gave two answers, and it's important to remember the two answers, because obviously there's an afkamina between the two answers. Maybe Rabbanah will tell us an afkamina afterwards, but the afkamina, what are the two answers first? Okay? Rabbanah, you've been warned. What are the afkamina? Number one is the first answer. First answer we say is that you should know by Maitis, by Tevel, it's really a Vadai versus a Vadai. It's true as Vadai Tevel. We are so convinced that a Chove took Maitis, and it's really considered a Vadai. So it's a Vadai opposite a Vadai, a Vadai counteracting a Vadai, and that, of course, is Mutter. If we're sure that this is what happened, then we can rely on it. So that's the first answer. Chove Shemes is a Vadai, he took Maitis, and therefore it's okay.
Does that apply to other situations where it's highly, highly likely? I mean, we still don't know Vadai that he did it. But the Gemara is telling us that, well, we're going to, it's could Vadai, it's like it's Vadai. So how far do we extend it? Is it limited to this Chaver case, or are there other situations where it's so likely that it happened that we'll treat it as Vadai, even though we really, really don't know? I mean, you're talking about something where you do know, versus something that you're making a very strong presumption that's almost not irrebuttable.
I don't know of another example, but if there would be another example like this, then yes, we would rely on it. Right.
Okay.
Why is the
Chulta? Not Balei Yitzit.
Huh?
Not Balei Yitzit. Elisa, but some farms. Why? They do. They don't eat everything. Right, it's not Vada. So that's the first answer. Second answer is that, Second answer is that you should know that this halacha here that we're saying we can rely on the Chover is referring to a Dirabbanan. There is no Vadai Tevel Menatoyo, because it could be that the Chover took in the tzvua, took in the produce when the melacha wasn't yet finished, it hasn't had the gemar melacha, and therefore there's no chiyuv tevel min atzoyo. There's only a sofik chiyuv tevel min atzoyo. So since there's a sofik chiyuv tevel min atzoyo, you can rely on the roiv. You can rely on the fact that al pi roiv a chava did take trumas mitzvah. There's still an
issue
on to eat tevel. That's not Gemara Melacha. It's still an Issa Rabbanon. Deep Tevel is not Gemara Melacha. But even Keva, it's still an Issa Rabbanon. Regarding Rabbanon, we are happy to rely on Rove. Regarding a Rabbanon, a Sofa Rabbanon, or a Vadai, was a Vadai Rabbanon, this Tevel was certainly Tevel. And as far as Rabbanon are concerned, even if he took in that Tevel, however he took it in, if it's Tevel, there's an Issa Rabbanon to eat it. to eat a boif in keva, as far as Rabbanon's concerned, we can rely on roif.
I just want to ask them, in that case, we don't need to have it to be a chaver then. And because now you're just dealing with the rov, and rov people will take truma from it. And also, that's one point. The other point is that
You can't ask more than one point at a time. Our memory will forget. So, one at a time. So, Yishar, if so, why do we need to be talking about a chaver? Because since you have a valid rabbonon, you need at least a rov to be against it. Now, it's true, everyone takes truma's maisas, but not immediately. Trumas before they eat it. But how can you assume that he's already taken Trumas Maisas? It was fresh vegetables, Ben Yoimite. It's fresh vegetables.
I understand.
Fresh fruits. How can you rely on that? There it is. Right. Since Chaver.
Okay, now I got that. What about, now, why would somebody think that a Chaver would do shtick to avoid Trumas and Maseros? So that was my first thought that came to, if we're dealing with a chaver, and why would there even be a chaver, meaning that he's going to go through the window or try to avoid, and a chaver would want to do Trumas and Maseros, so why would he avoid it?
Yeah, Ben asked that question yesterday. It's a valid question. It is a question that we seem to be jumping a bit here. What chaverim do? But the thing is, he didn't do anything wrong by taking it. Not Gemar Melacha, that there's no issur in doing that. It's just you've avoided doing performing the mitzvah. So as much as you can't say it's now a valet tevel, because it's possible that that is what happened. It's possible it's what happened. So since it's possible it's what happened, it's true it's also possible he didn't take two mitzvahs. But since he didn't take mitzvahs, but since both of those possibilities are only possibilities, we can rely on them. Because it's a sophic versus a sophic. In the time you actually took Trumas Maisas, you're right, it's highly likely it is Tevel. It's highly likely he took Trumas Maisas. Well, you're going to say maybe he didn't. Well, maybe it's not Tevel.
Right?
Both of those are very slight maybes. But that's enough. We just need it to be equal. Highly likely it's Tevel versus it's highly likely he took Trumas Maisas. Not certainty it's several. Not certainty it's Trumas Maisas. It's equal.
So either way, you have parity on both sides. Perfect. Okay, great.
Hey, Sir Bernard, over to you. What's the nafkamina between the two Mahalchim and the Gemara? I don't know if you're speaking because you're on mute. Could be you get us the answer already.
I didn't give the answer because I don't know the answer.
Let's think about it. Come, think. Let's think. What's the nafkamina between the two answers of the Gemara? First answer of the Gemara was it's Vadi and Vadai. Second answer of the Gemara was it's a Sophic and a Sophic.
The question is, it's not subject to nafkamina, but it's more plausible the first kind of answer. The second answer, to think that this guy went and he did such a Harama, which is a kind of a rare kind of a thing. Why would one want to rely on that?
But that's not a fumina. And as I just explained to Yeshua, although you're right, it's very highly unlikely this is what he did. It's also highly unlikely he didn't take Trumas and Maisas. So all we need is to be is equal. That's what we need.
But in the first case,
and therefore, is it about?
In the first case, we're not relying on Rav as principal Ein Sofik and Moisim De Vadai, because it's Vadai and Vadai, so that's completely Vadai situation. Second case, we are dealing with Sfeikus, but we're so that principle must arise, but we're saying that the Tevel is actually only a Sofik Tevel, and therefore we're avoiding it the other way around by Sofik rather than Sofik Vadai.
Yeah, you're saying the difference between the two terutzim, but in the end of the day, they all both agree to the same principles. They both agree if it's a vada, you need a vada, and if it's a sofik, it's sufficient to sofik. I want to know an akumina la locha between the two. I mean, according to the first teretz, You can't counteract a Vaday. But don't worry, this is a Vaday. According to the second Torah, you can't counteract a Vaday, but don't worry, it was never Vaday in the first place. So they both agree in principle. They both agree you can't counteract Vaday unless you have a Vaday. But if it's a Sofek, you can counteract it with a Sofek. I want to know if I'm in a between the two Pshotim. If it's two Pshotim,
and
there
you are. We said Achilles Keva. That if it's all, according to the second one, when it's only based on the suffix, so you could either Achilles Arai, but you can't either Achilles Keva, the Rabbanan. Might be a problem.
We know you can. It says you're an Nazi. You're almost there, Mother Faye. You're almost there. The Gemara says you are allowed to eat it, Keva. So what's the Nafgamina? Come on, Yossi, what's the Nafgamina between the first Eretz and the second Eretz? Nafgamina Lameisa. If we want to know Klonim about Sofek, Meisim, Dei, Vada, there's a Nafgamina Lameisa between them. So, Mordechai Tzatz is in the right direction.
The first case, the first case is not reliance on the... Oh, I'm sorry. That's why I was going to say that the first case would work in any event, whereas the second case, you're only in the Rabbanan world. That it only works by his Rabbanan, you know, that you have the downgrade.
I'm going to say what you're saying, multiple things together, but I'm going to say in a way that will make an Akumina for us, not in theoretical. According to the first Mahalach of the Gemara, Ein Sofek Moitzi Midei Vadai, period. A Sofek can never be Moitzi Midei Vadai. You want to know why you're allowed to eat the Tzvua? Because it's a Vadai, the Chodah is Mafeshit. Ein Sofek Moitzi Midei Vadai, finished. According to the second Mahalach, it is a Sofek, and it is a Vadai. How can you rely on it? Not a Vadai that you took from the Mice, it's only a Sofek. How can you rely on it? Says the Gemara, because it's only a Sofek, it's Chayiv, it's Tevel Menatu. It's only a Sofek, it's Tevel Menatu. But it is certainly Tevel Midrabanon. It's definitely an Issa Midrabanon to eat this Tzvua, to eat this produce. How did we allow this person to eat the produce? Midrabanon, there's an Issa to eat Tevel Ba'ifin Keva. So how did Rabbanon, how could you eat it? Says Rashi at the end of Rashi, because regarding Rabbanon, Sofek is Moitzi Midei Vadai. Regarding Isur Rabbanon, yeah, Sofek Moitzi Midei Vadai. We can rely on a Rav to counteract a Vadai. Obviously, it's not just a normal Sofek. It needs to be a Rav. We can rely on a Rav to counteract a Chiyuv, an Issa Derabon. A Vadai Issa Derabon.
I can have a question. At the end of Rashi...
As opposed to a Vadai, it's a Sofek.
Right. You have to have a role.
Right. Yossi's pointing out, that's why I said that, is it? He wants me to be Mavgishin. When we say that Sofek makes him a Vadai, there's no Havamina that a normal Sofek can be makes him a Vadai. There's no Havamina for that. And only this special type of Sofek, which is Alpi Rav, the Chulis eats it. Alpi Rav, the Talmud Chacham is the Chov is Ma'aseh. Alpi Rav, these things are happening. Then, regarding Isuri the Rabbonim, which were Vadai, they'll rely on Rav. According to the second Malach, according to the first Malach, there is no such halach. Nafkaminas, tons of Nafkaminas. Nafkaminas are, for instance, let's talk about Nafkaminas of, I don't want to talk about Chometz, we'll come to Chometz in a minute, but any Issa Drabon, let's talk about apples. Apples, there's only a Chiyuv Maitha, Shemus Maitha's Drabon. Apples, there's no Tevel Minatoya. Only Dogon, Tiyun, Shittel. Only for produce, wheat, barley, and only for olives and for wine. The grapes. Those are the three things that are chayiv shemus maitzes. Anything else not chayiv shemus maitzes. So I have an apple here. So it's only a drabonim. Right? It's only a drabonim. And I know for sure it went through the front door. I know for sure about it. Those apples went through the front door. And I don't know if the chava was mafresh shemus maitzes. I don't know if he was So can I rely on the fact that Rav Chove is on the Astrimi? Can I rely on that? So if you learn like the first Marash of the Gemara, there's no way. How can you rely on a Rav to counteract the Vadai? I know these apples went through the front door. But if you learn like the second Marash, that by Drabonons we're happy to rely on Rav. So then, very good. You're right, I know that went through. But it's only a Drabonon. And on that, I've got Rav Chaveim on my Astin Haim, so I can eat it. So never a problem. A bunch of Drabonons you can have that.
What is this?
Is the Prima Gardim is awful.
And what is the strength of Chazakah? Because according to the first Mahalah, we're saying Chazakah, and we're not saying Chazakah that Chaverim are do Meiser as a robe. We're saying it as a Vadai, as we accepted Halacha. According to the second one, it's only a robe. It's good enough for abundance. So what is the strength of Chazakah? Is Chazakah able to defeat? I mean, or are they different kinds of Chazakahs? The other question I have is,
We have a rule. One question at a time. After we've answered the one question, you can ask the second one, okay? Okay. So regarding your first question, why did it say Chazakah? So we mentioned, when the Gemara beforehand started, the Gemara understood Chazakah was only a roof. His idea that Chavish Shemit and Niach Megoya is only a roof. And yet the Gemara added on, the Gemara came on and said, no, Rebbe Chanina said, Chazakah al Chavish Shein Meitin Tach Zodah. So in this context, Chazakah meant Vada. And so Chanina was Machadish. In this context, Chazakah means Vada. Then the Gemara went back and said, no, there is no such Chazakah Vada, it's only a Reif. Right, my second question.
It seems like hard to distrust me. In other words, According to the way we're learning the second way, we're saying it's a suffix. It was never temple to begin with. Right? He was trying to get away, get out of it. Okay. Right. No, we're saying the second one. That maybe he didn't put it through the back door, not the front door. So it was never temple to begin with. So if we're really holding that it was never temple to begin with, then how can we hold at the same time, oh, he was Meister? I mean, make up your mind. If it was never temple to begin with, then he wasn't Meister. If it was temple to begin with, we could say that.
No, not that we're saying there's definitely not temple. We're saying there's a possibility there wasn't temple. There's also a possibility that he didn't take Meister. Right? There's a high probability that was temple, a high probability they took Meister. There's a very low probability they didn't take Meister. But against that, there's also a low probability there wasn't temple anyway. So maybe we can rely on, it's equal, we can rely on him.
No, but for the Durabunin aspect, we need to rely on both. For the Durabunin, we have to rely on both, not Durabunin. Either or. So I'm saying, to bring it to a level of Durabunin.
By Durabunin, even if he brought it in, not yet Gemar Malacha, he brought it in the lights, in the shaft,
right.
He brought it in like that, it's Issa Drabonon to eat it. However he brought it in, it's a Badai Issa Drabonon. But it doesn't matter, because Rav, Tamid HaChachomim, Rav Chaveim, Ma'asin Haim, it would take Ma'asin. So we can rely on...
In the house or out of the house?
Even in the house.
When would they have done it? In the house? Okay.
In the house. Right. If Vernon Yamaskim, you got it?
Yeah, I've seen enough.
Well, when we compare the early Zaris and the later Zaris, that's talking about even by Chaver?
That's talking about Chaver as well, yeah. Yeah. To say in the earlier Zaris, there was never Sophic B'chlal. Now there's a Sophic. I'm not thinking about high probability. It might be a 5% of a Sophic. Against that, there's a 5% topic that he didn't take Mises. There's 95% he took Mises. So as long as it's equal, that's okay. Now we have cases of Ekdeshah Tehe Behemo Echelet. Kedei Shetehe Behemo Echelet. Setema, fake cases. You see it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5th cases down. Setema, How can we tell you that it doesn't matter? It's only a suffix versus a suffix, right? Because we know you'll have to, if you would have brought it in through with the chaff, then it's with the mite, then it's mutter for the behemoth to eat it. Even kevah, do you see that there's no issur tevel min haTorah? Same as the mikol makom, how vaday tevel min haRabbanon, it's certainly tevel min haRabbanon, the inyan achiles kevah, afilu echnisa b'maitzelo, even if he brought it in its chaff, it's still an issur tevel vaday haRabbanon. How do I know that? Because the Kama, like the Gemara himself said, because the Kama, like it says, the behemoth can eat it. Mashma. We can infer from that, Abel hu atmoi also. He himself, you're not allowed to eat it. It's mutter for behemoth to eat it, but you yourself cannot eat it. So what states this kasha? That's the kasha we were all bothered about. Very nice. You'll tell me. That's the suffix versus the suffix. That's all in Dine Torah. The Midrabbanon still is a Vaday Issur Tevel. And how can we rely on a suffix that the Chovah was Mafrish Kumas and Maisus? Like Rashi asked the same kasha. Says Tosfos. But it's Sefta Tanya. Tosfos now bring a raya, they are not allowed to eat Tevel, but even Keva, even though it's not Vaday Tevel Menasu. Or the Tosefta Tanya, or Maisi Lo Befei Kamada Beitza. In the Tosefta, it says it's following Braisa, and it's brought in the first period of Beitza. Hichnis Lebayis Shiboylim. Somebody brought into the house Shiboylim. Shiboylim is not Gemar Melocha. It's kernels. It's not yet Gemar Melocha. Why did he do it? He brought it in last this man Issa to make a dur out of it. You're allowed to eat them arai. You don't need to take mitzvahs before you eat them arai. But only arai. You can't eat them keva. And yet, we see in our Gemara, the Alti Sofik, Umoitzi Midei Vadai Derabonon. This Sofik, the Rav Chavei Ma'asimim, is seeming to able to counteract this Vadai Derabonon. V'choshiv lo v'cheskes mesukonim. And we consider it cheskes mesukon. So you see, what do we see? We see that regarding Derabonon, we're happy to rely on the Rav. That's what we see. All right, you're eating it. You're eating a keva. It says it's mesukonim. The chesk is mesukonim. You can take on, it's mesukon. So you're going to eat the keva. Even though there's a vadai teva midrabono. So what do we see? That roi can counteract a vadai teva drabonon. So if we take the kabe chomet, by chomet, amai loy oti sofek, umoiti vadai, Pedika de Abonon. So why by Chomet can you not say the same thing? This Chulda took in Vaday Chomet. Alochi Pedika Chomet is only de Abonon. And the Zerayv Chulda is eat out Chomet. It's not Vaday that eats up every bit of Chomet, but it's certainly Rayv. So why can't we rely on the Rayv that they eat up all the Chomet? So question yourself, why can't you rely on Rav? They ate up all the chametz. Right? You hear the question? Very strong question. How old sugya is the sugya of Drabon? How do I know that's the question? Well, one second. Maybe I stopped in too early. No? Can the chametz? Am I loy osi sofik? Am I tivade? Kedika Drabon? The Midrash, the more formal one. The Midrash, the bits of Almasagi. We know, man. I tell you, you only have to do bitta. The only reason why you have to do bedika, why do you have to do bedika? Since you're a bonon, that's why you have to do bedika. But the chiyuv, man, I tell you, to get out of bani roi, it's sufficient to do bitta. So here, the whole sugi and the fetz on that is the shade of the rabbon. No, it's the shade of the only rabbon. And the maskana of the gemara is that regarding the rabbonons, you can rely on goyim. So why, if I see a chulda takes in chametz, why can't I rely on it? Yeah? You want me to go over the papers or you saw how it's in?
But doesn't the Ron hold that it could be, that's a deraisa? There are those that hold this, that the bedika is a deraisa, like the Ron.
Tesis.
That's true.
Tesis is tesis, and tesis got a good kasha. You're saying that according to the Ron, maybe there wouldn't be a kasha. But tesis holds his benny drabonon, and he's got a great kasha by drabonons, why can't we rely on it? Va'oi Marie, the Masnisen Ari, our Mishnah is referring to Bishaloi Bidloi. He hasn't yet done Bito. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where it's Vade Deraita. Because it's talking about a case where you didn't do Bito. And if you didn't do Bito, then you have a Chiyuv Menatoya to do Bedika, to get rid of it.
Okay, just do
Bittel
again.
Just do Bittel now. It's talking about after the Zman Issa, and you've definitely got chametz in your house. So since after the Zman Issa, you definitely have chametz in your house. Now the only way to get out of Bali Ra is if you jolly well go and find that. You have to look for it, and you'll be able to Bali Ra otherwise. That's the very good teretz of Yeshua. You should know that Pnei Yeshua says that teretz. So Mordechai Lechor is right. Lechor Mordechai is right. We must be talking about before Bittul, because before the Zman of Issa, because it's going on the Mishnah, no? The Mishnah says, Ein Cheshin Shema Gira Chula. He buys the rice, mokin, mokin. That means at the time of doing Bittika Summit, you don't have to be worried about that. So we're talking about the time of doing Bittika Summit, which is before Zman Bittul, which is before Zman Issa. But Pnei Yeshua says it doesn't matter so much, because although Tosafot says the Mishnah, we're not going on the Mishnah really. The Mishnah is talking about a case where you didn't see that he took chametz. Our Shaila of our Gemara is talking about where you did see. And that could be going on the Diuk, on the end of the Mishnah. It's going, the Kitzur, he wants to say it's talking about after Zman Issa. like Yeshua wants to say, we're talking about after Zman Issa. And after Zman Issa, then you have a Chiyuv D'Oraisa. And here is the Raisa to do Bedika to get out of Bali Roy Bali Motsi. And here is the Raisa to do Bedika to get out of Bali Roy Bali Motsi. After the man is...
Your house kind of something that you don't want?
One second, Mordechai. One second. You sure Yossi's asking, hi, it's not his comments. Yossi's saying, why should he have an Issa the Raisa of Bali Roy Bali Motsi?
Why is your house kind of things that you don't want?
You froze again.
What froze?
Froze again.
Mordechai, presumably, although you don't want it, it's Hefka, so you acquired it.
What was the tukia from another Jew? The chuz is not clean
anymore. The rough clothes.
Even if your old kids can be clean, maybe something to have on, everyone agrees a chuz can't be clean anything. A chuz is not a gun. Chuz,
you take
out of your jurisdiction when you want to. You took out of your jurisdiction, it's still the chomets of a Jew. Huh? Yossi's got chesh mishpat halachas, which I don't know.
Well,
so the whole concern is that he didn't eat it. That's all concern. He didn't eat it. You have to open
it.
And he laid it. I don't know. You're talking spooky stuff. I don't know any of this stuff.
Are we actually concerned?
Maybe I ate something. I don't know.
I know there is a concern about a gluska yafa, but are we really concerned that you're going to be going into the holes of your house and looking for leftover food that the rats left over, and that's what you're going to eat? Like, why are we even becoming
learning about Mordechai, my dear friend Mordechai, you just opened your mouth and emitted a most terrible blunder. You're welcome to take it back inside and swallow it. We're talking about the Issur D'oraisa of Baal Yiroeh. We're not talking about whether you're going to eat it. Taisa says we're talking about D'oraisa sin, Baal Yiroeh. It doesn't bother me whether you are or not going to eat it. You have chametz in your hand.
Oh, froze.
Are you froze? I'm asking if it's so unreasonable that you would never eat. Maybe it's not in the category of chametz anymore that we should be all concerned, even on a d'oraisa level.
Oh, look, that's not true. It's not true. Just because you won't eat it, it's not inedible. If it was inedible, you'd be right. If it's edible, just you're mafunak. And then you don't eat it.
I'm a punak that I don't eat the leftovers of the
rat. Says that if you eat it, it goes on shecha, but it's edible food. It's perfectly edible food. That doesn't mean that's a punak. I'm telling people in the Holocaust would have been desperate to eat such food. And even not in the Holocaust, people would eat it as well. So it's food. It's food, the chalandal. So that's the first test of thesis. We're talking about the chash d'oraisa here. We're talking about chash d'oraisa of where you haven't done bittul. Why haven't you done bittul?
Would it matter? Would it matter where you're located? Would it matter where you're located insofar as like if you've got Jewish neighbors or if you're living in a city where Jews are a minority, so the chametz is not highly likely to be Jewish owned that the holes are brought in?
Could be. I can make a case not like that as well. It could be that chametz of a goy, that the goy will never claim from you ever anything, you'd also be oivon. Remember the reason why Bnei Yisrael says chametz of a goy, you're not over by the oil, is because you're not able to destroy it.
Right.
I don't know if we'll see for this. Any idea? It also could be called chametz of hefka by now, which you're also over by the oil for, so according to the Bnei Yisrael. So
I apologize for
nothing. It's called Shaila Alach Namai. That's the first test of tasis. First test of tasis is that. Second test of tasis. And once again, if it's two tests of tasis, I want you to know what the nafkamin is between the two of them. Alright? First one's talking about where you didn't do bitol, and therefore there's a shash d'oraisa. Why can't you do it now? So if Yeshua said we're talking about after's money, which Pnei Yeshua also said that. We're talking about after's money, so where you can't do bitol anymore.
If you could, it was before the money, third point of Pnei Yeshua, that you would be able to do bitol
next. According to the second test of Pnei Yeshua, yeah. Yeah, or in a case where a person is mute, so he's unable to do bitol, you can make up some case, but the best is after the man. It's a, you can't do this.
You froze before, but what was the answer? You had frozen before, so we know what we didn't hear your answer. But why are we concerned also when the Akbar brings something in, or a Chodra, it's not ours. He's a ganav. He brought something in. Why is that relevant to us if it doesn't belong to us?
So the Pnei Yeshua says, from here is a raya that you're over by your raya also for chomitz of another Jew. So this chul that took in chomitz from another Jew, put it into his shirt, you overvalue also for that.
And how do we know it's from another Jew?
Right, that was the B'shua's Ha'ara just now. Yeah, let's talk about a case where there's a lot of other Jews there, so we have to be chishish for it. Yeah, could be another Jew. Could be a tefka chomitz, also you overvalue according to the Pnei Yeshua. If it's in your Rishus. Oide Marie, second test of places. The Hadik Ama Harihim Becheskis Misukonim. That's why it says it's Becheskis Misukonim. Haino Bahanoch Deloichozu Elo Lebehema. That's referring to specific chomets. Chomets of a behema. Animal foods. Animal fodder. And no person would eat such chomets. So there, the whole chashash is only about animal eating here, which is allowed in Midrabon. So since we're talking about a case where it's not Badei Tevel, and we're talking about a case where it's only for an animal, so there's no Drabon, no Issa Drabon, so there we can rely on the Roiv to be Mavatal, the Issa Drabon. To Mavatal, the Issa Tevel. Mivata the vadai of tev. So upam oydemiri. So hazik ama harim becheskes mitzukanim. Haynu bahanoch de loichazi elan abehima. So that's the end of thesis. That is the end of thesis. Then there's another part of thesis, but the end of our part of thesis. Upam the second test of thesis. Oydemiri. So hazik ama. That's what it says. The Hari Hain Mecheskes Mesukonim, that way it says in the Braisa, that we can treat this as Vadai Mesukon. It was Teva, and you can treat it as Vadai Mesukon. Even though, it's on your Roiv, and you're counteracting a Vadai Teva. Haino Behanoch Deloichozu Ela Lebehema. Those are referring to things that are only fitting for Behema. Only fitting for Behema. Since it's only fitting for Behema, we are okay. Why? Let's seek it out. Because if it's animal food, so what do we have? We have an Isatabal Duraisa, but it's not Vada, because it could be took in with a mate. Against that, you have a Roy Vama Asin. So you have a Sophic and we might see me day a Sophic, because both of them are fake. And there is no Isadurabonon of tevel here, or to eat achilles keva, because it's talking about an animal food, we're not talking about a human being. Not talking about human food, human food, we're talking about an animal food. So for Mela, there's no problem of sophic might seem a day about it. Right, so what the two Tzurotim has said, the first test of Tzaisis was saying, you're right, we're talking about people food, but
The original question of Tesis
was, by people food we see, a Drabonon can be, by Tevel we see, that regarding Drabonon we say, the right, regarding Drabonon we say that a Raiv can be Mevata Levada. You've got Tevel, which is Issa Drabonon to eat, or even Vadai. Again, say you've got a Raiv, that Raiv, Chaverim Ma'asim him. And it's sufficient, you can take on it to the Sukkonim. So regarding Drabonon, we are happy to rely on Drabonon, can be Mevatel, Evada. That's what we're happy to rely on. So the question is, for Ixaisis, so why by Bidikas Chomets, not like that? Why when the animal took in the Chomets, it's also in Drabonon, because you can do Bittel, so why can't you rely on the fact that really Chulzais eat it up? To which Ixaisis gives two answers. Number one, he says that we're talking about after Zman Issa, let's say like I'm sure it says, after Zman Issa, and therefore we're talking about Deraisa. We're not talking about Drabonon, you can't do Bitter. So you have to do Bidika Deraisa. Deraisa, you can't rely on Roif. The second test is that we're not talking about animal, people food. We're not talking about food that's fit for human consumption. We're talking about animal food. So when the Teva, where we see we can rely on the fact that Roiv even to allow to eat it. No, we're not. We're not talking about to eat it. We're only talking about for animals to eat it. So then, what do we have? There is no Issur Drabbanan of Achilas Keva, because it's only for animals to eat. There's only one thing we need to talk about. Is it Vadei Tevel Min HaTorah? And the answer to that is, it's not Vadei Tevel Min HaTorah. It's not Vadei Tevel, because it could be it came in the house, in the chest. It could be it came in the house not fully completed.
Why do you say that?
And we're talking about those specific produce. We're talking about those. We're talking about something.
Why don't you say animal food? That's my question. Just saying human food, but it's not
one of these foods. Okay. It's a bit big sosum in the words. They still actually ask this question, but it's sosum in the words. The words are hiniach megoy malei peiros. Doesn't say we're talking about what type of fruit. Peiros, it could be grapes, and could be olives, and could be produce. It's also called peiros. Pri adamo is also called peiros. So mela, the bright and mashal, all type of peiros you can rely on. Right.
How is going out of his way to
say
talking about animal food?
So it's going out of his way. Saying that what we say that you can rely on it and believe that it's misukonim is talking about animal food.
Why didn't he say it's human food, but it's not
really
food?
I'm saying the lashon of a brisa is mashma all type of fruit, meaning even wheat, the same halacha would be. So the brisa says, yeah, it's all type of fruit, but only for animals to eat. Right? Not for yourself. It's not good enough quality for you to eat. Yeah? Okay, so that's the answer of the second answer. So the avodah, which I'm going to give you a bit of homework to do, is work out nafkamina between the first teres and second teres of faith. An afkamina la maisa. An afkamina la halacha, not just an afkamina, why one says one and one says the other. An afkamina that comes out, a practical difference between the first teres and the second teres of faith. That's what we have to work on. It's not too difficult. Let's do it. Go over teres and come out with a practical difference between the two.
Well, let's see whether a person can eat it or just an animal.
Right, so we want a practical klal, a practical rule that you'll be able to take elsewhere, not just limited locally in this place. There's somebody on the phone just comes to say hello to you, whoever it is, 3225. Who's that? Don't know. Okay, so whoever it is, I wish you all a very good day, and Shaviga Ben.
Well, what
Tosha said? Moshe Pellet said earlier his brother is stable, still not well, but stable at the moment.
Yeah, Moshe, what's your question?
Well, when Tosha says the ode Omer Ri, so is the ode to argue, or the ode is just giving an additional reason?
Generally, there's two Jerusalem insights. Generally, there's a machlokes between them. Doesn't just throw out reasons for no reason. There's generally a practical halachic difference between them. So we have to work at it. Okay. Shabbat Shalom to everyone.